It is 7:31. Well, speaking of fun, it has been a bumpy ride for the Telework Enhancement Act. But after a hold by Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont was lifted, that bill passed earlier this week. Jody Schneider is a congressional expert. She's a senior editor in the Washington Bureau of the American Banker. Joins us now live with a behind-the-scenes look at what it took to get this bill approved and what happens now. Jody, as always, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, tell me about the backstory. I love getting the dirt, even if it talks, if it's about legislation. What happened to the hold? Why was it there and why was it lifted?
Well, first of all, this bill's had a bit of a bumpy ride even before it got to the Senate. In the House, a similar bill got 268 votes of support, and you think that would be enough. But they had brought it up on the suspension calendar, which is requires fast-track rules. You have to have two-thirds majority to pass because it's, you know, under these rules that allow, that don't allow for amendments or anything, so you get through quickly, but you need the two-thirds. It didn't get two-thirds, so they had to go back and bring it up again there under the regular rules. So it already started off on a kind of tortured path. Then in the Senate, I think there's been a lot of general support for this bill. It basically requires federal agencies to appoint what they call telework managing officers to who would oversee the policies developed by each agency and OPM, and basically say, you know, the assumption is people can telework and managers will have to check in with this office to see how it goes and to set up their own rules for their agencies, which seems to be logical, right? It doesn't seem to be anything that revolutionary about this. But Senator Leahy put a hold on the bill because of a dispute over a provision related to the Patent and Trademark Office.
Mm-hmm.
That really didn't have a whole lot to do with the bill. And this just shows in the Senate, any one senator is very powerful. You can put a hold on a bill because you like it, because you don't like it, because you don't like something else it may be related to, and you don't even have to tell anybody that you're doing it. In this case, we knew it was Senator Leahy, but sometimes there's an anonymous hold, and we don't really know who's holding up the bill.
So then why did he lift it?
Well, I think he decided to lift it partly because of pressure. There is a general consensus that this is a good bill and that it's the kind of thing that would help a lot of people. And he may have gotten a deal on the other bill. Often that's what a senator will do when you put a hold on something, is to say, okay, if you give me what I want on this other piece of legislation, or perhaps you move my other piece of legislation, or I get an agreement that I will, you know, get this, that this will move forward, I will then take my hold off the bill. So that is usually what happens here. And so it did move ahead, and it was passed in the Senate. Again, it's a bill that I think a lot of there was a lot of general agreement on. Interestingly, though, you wonder what the actual effects of this will be. According to OPM itself, about 61% of federal workers are currently eligible to telework, as they say, you know, to work from home on occasion, but only 5% do so regularly. So you wonder if this is something, you know, how much of this is the legislation and how much do they need more legislation and how much do they just have to really encourage this among people? And maybe it doesn't work in a lot of cases. I mean, maybe it doesn't make sense for various employees to do so.
Well, I think in both bills, they specify having someone at the agency designated to oversee all this. They must have been thinking of Danette Campbell, who is the telework advisor at the PTO, which is the reference agency in both bills. But I wonder about the cost, because there was a CBO report that came out just before the House bill that said it cost, I don't know, $30 million, whatever it was, over the next few years, maybe I think over 5 years. Not really very much money in the grand scheme of things. But it seemed like Congress is getting crabby about the budget as the deficits keep looming. That didn't seem to be the concern for the Senate, though, did it?
No, but there was a concern earlier in the House. The CBO, you're right, estimated that the House bill would cost $30 million. Republicans don't like that. There is a lot of talk about making sure that any cost of legislation is going to be offset. John Sarbanes, who had sponsored the bill in the House from Maryland, argued that it would actually save money in the long run, saying the federal employees, for instance, who work from home during the snowstorms, saved the number he gave was $30 million, interestingly, by maintaining operations, you know, when, so that the government wasn't totally shut down. You know, that has been a examples of how teleworking could actually help things and save money in the long run. It's hard to know, but that wasn't, you're right, that was the argument the Republicans had in the Senate, but in the House it really was over this this other provision related to this Patent and Trademark Office. So again, it really is you know, they're very different things at work here. The backstory on that amendment is Senator Coburn, who had offered an amendment to this bill, the Patent and Trademark Office bill, would have established a pilot program related to travel expenses for the Patent and Trademark Office employees who telework. The agency would reimburse those employees for expenses incurred when they were required to travel to the Patent and Trademark Office headquarters, and they would have to prove the net cost savings and that the travel was in the best interest of the government. So that's what Patrick Leahy was objecting to in his hold.
Okay, let me make sure I get this summed up straight. Because there was more than one telework bill at work making its way through Congress, and here's the scorecard that we have. The one in the House is gone. The one in the House got shot down, yes?
The one in the House initially was shot down.
Okay.
Yes, because it was on the suspension calendar.
Right.
It didn't get the two-thirds vote. Right.
And this one is the one in the Senate, and it had a hold, and now the hold is off, and now it is where?
It passed.
Okay, so now it's passed. So
yes, they passed it on Monday night.
And what happens now to it?
Well, then it needs to be reconciled with the House vote, the House bill.
And what are the odds that there might be some problem between now and law?
Well, that's always the case that's always a risk when there are different bills in the House and the Senate. I think that it sounds like they've worked out some of the details on this. The cost issue may come up again, but there does seem to be general support for this. So one would presume that they would be able to work these issues out. As we're seeing now with bigger legislation, you know, with more expansive legislation like the financial regulatory reform bill that has finally passed the Senate, and they obviously have a version that's passed the House, that it's much harder to reconcile those kinds of things when they're very different bills and they're very big bills. It's probably going to take them, you know, the balance of another month to do that. On a smaller bill like this, on the telework bill, one would presume they could do that much more readily.